never underestimate a man in a sequined apron. That's the first line of a new cookbook called Joy of Liberace, Retro Recipes from America's Kitschiest Kitchen. Sure, you may remember Liberace as an over-the-top, rhinestone-encrusted piano man, but he was also a whiz in the kitchen. He loved to cook for his friends and his mother, and at one point even owned a restaurant. Authors Michael and Karen Fetter have compiled some of his favorite recipes in their new book. They join me now from, where else? Las Vegas, where they work for the Liberace Foundation. Hello, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
We're happy to be here.
Did he really wear a sequined apron?
I have seen a sequined apron. I'm working also at the museum with the costume collection, and in fact, I have personally seen Liberace's sequined apron.
Well, do me a favor and take me to dinner at Liberace's house. What am I going to see? I'm imagining there are definitely going to be candelabras on the table.
Oh, absolutely. Candelabras on the table and bling everywhere the eye could see. You'll see that he's got crystal that has been modeled after the Queen's crystal set, and he has everything set just so and to abundance.
Yeah, his table settings were really flamboyant and outrageous. It seemed like most everything had an L encrusted on it.
Well, what would have been on the menu? Who would have been the other guests?
Well, the recipe that I always remember from the cookbook is the braised oxtails recipe, which is something, you know, we don't eat a lot today. But, you know, in the 50s, I mean, that's why we call it retro recipes from America's Kitschiest Kitchen, because there is a quality of kitsch to these recipes.
Occasionally it would go wrong. He had Michael Jackson as a guest to his home, and he was very proudly had prepared a wonderful dish of chicken.
A down-home southern thing.
And, of course, it became immediately obvious that Michael Jackson is a vegetarian and wasn't going to be able to eat any of it, but it looked great nonetheless.
He really was an excellent chef, and he loved to cook. He would cook on the road. He would take his own utensils on the road so that he could cook for friends.
Oh, he had the frying pan. He had portable burners. I mean, he really would set up a little kitchen right in his
He would set it on top of the bathtub.
And his cooking kit was made by Halliburton, so it evidently was battle-tested. What's fascinating is that when you talk about mid-century modern, which was sort of where Liberace was really doing his thing, you think about an aesthetic that's very simple and very unadorned. At the same time, the food that was going on at that time was quite the opposite. People ate very large meals. They ate a lot of meat, and they cooked it in the ways that, well, we remember grandma cooking. And so what we have with Liberace is the perfect representation of this mid-century modern culture ethic of food.
What are some of the recipes that are good examples of that mid-century aesthetic?
Well, he has a wonderful salami-yami bouquet.
A salami-yami, say that again?
Salami-yami bouquet.
It's an hors d'oeuvre.
It's an hors d'oeuvre, and it's deceivingly simple. You basically take sliced salami and put into it cream cheese, but the cream cheese is all dyed different colors with food coloring and then made into a very large and wonderful bouquet.
And I see the picture now here. You have greenery hanging down and these salami flowers poking up.
Exactly.
Did he have a certain specialty, anything that truly reflected his over-the-top personality?
Well, I think his favorite recipes, or the ones that were made most often, were probably the Italian. The spaghetti with meat sauce. We have pictures of him making the spaghetti with meat sauce.
And meatloaf.
Yeah.
And sort of
meatballs. He loved meatballs.
The down-home things that we would sort of call basics nowadays. The key here is the execution of them to include exuberance so that, you have the maximum fun with the dishes, what we've now called in a sort of modern way bling cooking. And the concept of bling cooking is really all about food where, of course, there is a substance to it. Just as Liberace was an incredibly well-skilled performer on the piano, and that was the base on which he built the exuberance, so is the same with this cooking. It has that wonderful base of a staple, but then can be executed in the blingiest way possible.
Michael and Karen Fetter are the authors of Joy of Liberace, Retro Recipes from America's Kitschiest Kitchen. To see more of Liberace's favorite dishes, visit our website, npr.org. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
My pleasure.